Welcome to Melcor's Town Hall conference call. I will now turn the call over to Darren and Naomi. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Melanie, and good morning, everyone. We're in strange times indeed, uncharted territory. The thing that started this weird virus in China has now hit home, and we need to act now. If we don't take action, real action, as individuals, this spread will continue. It will cripple our economy even further, risking all of our livelihoods. We can stop this, more on how we do that in a second. But to be clear, the purpose of today is twofold. One is to inform you of policies that we at Melcor Developments are putting in place for our offices and employees. Number two, a brief company update.
My turn?
Your
all
turn.
Right. I'd just like to start out by saying I know that all the closures and cancellations that are happening in our province are making people nervous and scared, but it's really an amazing act of solidarity. We're sacrificing so we can give nurses, doctors, and hospitals a fighting chance. You may have heard the term flattening the curve a lot recently. So what exactly does this mean? It means staggering the number of COVID-19 cases over a longer period of time so everyone can have better access to care. A low curve means it's spreading slowly, allowing doctors the time to address more patients' concerns. A spiked curve means too many people are being affected at once, overburdening our healthcare system. Here is the thing to understand about flattening the curve. It only works if we take necessary measures before they seem necessary. And if it works, people will think we overreacted. We have to be willing to look like we overreacted. In Northern Italy, they made a mistake. Everybody kept saying it's just the flu, and now their intensive care units are collapsing. Everybody kept going outside and living their lives like nothing happened, and now they do not have enough hospital beds to treat everyone. This is why things are being canceled due to COVID-19. It is not because people are getting hysterical or because they believe the virus is so deadly that they are panicking. It is because we only have so much capacity to deal with a lot of very sick people. If we can delay the spread by keeping people away from each other, we have a chance to help more people effectively and not overwhelm hospitals and infrastructure. There are only so many nurses, doctors, hospital beds, and pieces of equipment to help people that may eventually get virus-related pneumonia. It is true also that there have been devastating financial impacts related to this virus. I believe that the virus will pass and markets will recover. But honestly, the past week has made me proud to live in a world where major corporations like Disney and WestJet are making decisions that will cost them millions by voluntarily shutting down parks or offering flight refunds just to protect our society, people over profits. So in summary, I'll be so happy if after all this people say, well, that wasn't a big deal, because then we did the right thing. Quick reminder. If you do feel unwell, please do not go to your doctor or hospital, but instead call 811, and they will instruct you with what to do. I have heard that it is very hard to get through right now. Be patient. They are dealing with a lot of people. I also had the following message passed on to me from a close friend who is a doctor working in the hospital right now. If you are feeling unwell, please do not expect to be swabbed for COVID-19. They have strict criteria for testing because there are still a limited number of test kits available. Remember, this virus was first reported in November, only 4 months ago, and the fact that we have a test available at all is amazing. There has been a limited amount of time for these tests to be manufactured, and they are needed worldwide. So do not be distressed if you were not tested. The advice would be the same anyways. Self-isolate. Not terrible advice for viral illnesses in general. And so with that, I will pass it back to Darren as to what we as Melcor are looking to do.
Thanks, Naomi. It is undeniable. The virus is in Canada and it's spreading. And I can tell you right now, I feel like I'm in a dream. I can't believe we're having this conversation now, but we are, and it's real, and we have to take it to be real. Me, Naomi, our management committee, we all have a duty to protect our Melcor staff and our environment. But we can't do it alone. We need your help. We can't get through this alone. This must be an intentional, conscious, and meaningful effort to prevent the spread of this virus. It's not just for our own health. It's for the health of others and the health of the economy. I can tell you, I was going to see my in-laws in 2 weeks because they're old and I haven't seen them in a while. and I thought I'm feeling healthy. And as my wife reminded me, well, how do you know? I don't want to be the person that spreads this to someone else, and we just don't know. If everyone doesn't make efforts to stop the spread, this continued economic impact will be even more devastating than we've experienced in the last 6 days. Okay, so what does this mean? Effective immediately, in Melcor offices, all Melcor offices, no outside visitors are invited into any Melcor offices until you get further notice. You all need to limit your physical contact and close proximity to others. Listen, we have phones, we have Skype, we have webcasts, use them. Business doesn't stop, and it's not going to stop. It has to take place, but it doesn't have to take place in a large room. It doesn't have to take place in large groups, at least not for the near future. So please be clear, and I expect each of our regional managers and regional offices to adhere to this as well. Let's keep everyone safe. Number two, travel. All work travel stops now, all of it, in Canada, outside Canada. None of you are authorized to travel from Melcor unless you get the okay from me or Naomi. For personal travel, okay, let's be honest. We can't legally stop you. But I can tell you I canceled my Phoenix trip. Naomi canceled her Palm Springs trip. A number of other people canceled. So let me be clear. We strongly encourage you to use your head and not travel for the foreseeable future. Now, frankly, there will be an announcement this afternoon from the federal government that will not allow you to do it anyway. But we're asking you. And now, to be clear, too, this is for travel outside of Canada. Now, I still don't want any work travel within Canada, but for your personal travel, we're strongly encouraging you not to travel outside of Canada. Now, what the provincial government announced last night is if you do travel outside of Canada, when you come back, you're required to self-quarantine for 14 days. The Melcor policy, if you choose to travel outside of Canada, when you come back, we are requiring you to self-quarantine for 14 days. If your job is one where you can work from home, we won't force you to use holiday or sick days. It still has to be approved by your regional manager through Naomi and I, but it's an opportunity. Now, to be clear, if you do travel outside of Canada, and if you do not have a job where you can work from home, you are making a decision to add an extra 2 weeks of your holiday time or sick time because we will not let you back in this office until the 14 days is gone. Something else to keep in mind, this travel quarantine restriction applies to anyone else you are in close proximity to in your household. If you have a spouse or a friend or anyone who is traveling outside of Canada, we do not want you in this office. And frankly, it's not just about Melcor right now, everyone. Society does not want you out walking around. We can't stop this unless we take these measures. So we're begging you, use your best judgment. The situation is changing daily and will get worse before it gets better. I can tell you I didn't cancel my Phoenix trip until 3 days ago because 5 days ago I thought, wow, this is a European thing, it's a Chinese thing, we'll be fine. And my eyes are really opened at the degree of spread in the last couple of days. Something else, we got some really good advice. You should consider every surface contaminated and act as if it is. Your phones are the worst. Door handles, elevator keys, ketchup bottles at restaurants, all these things, keyboards. You should consider everything contaminated. And for those of you who know me, know my little friend Purell. If you have it, use it. If you don't have it, just wash your hands as much as you can. This right now is about precaution and preparation. Melcor can take care of many of the precautions. As we said, we're limiting visitors to the office. We're using Skype for meetings. We're imposing travel restrictions. We throughout our offices have hand sanitizers. Today we're having a jeans and cleans day, and I get to personally walk around to everyone in Edmonton's office and show them my own personal cleaning sanitation. We're going to have education for staff and tenants. We'll continue to provide information to the staff. But again, there's only so much we can do. You each need to be responsible for yourself and prepared. You need to wash your hands. You need to stay home when you're sick. You need to be prepared if you are quarantined. 2 weeks is a long time. We've all been joking about the toilet paper fiasco. Make sure you have food and stuff at home. And as some of us have joked, make sure you have wine, because 2 weeks is an awfully long time. Put yourself in a situation where you're not subject to high-risk situations. In my speech here, I talked about big crowds. Well, the government's taking care of that now, because I believe the announcement last night was no gatherings over 250 people. And quite frankly, I'd expect in a week they'll say no gatherings over 100 people. And in another week it'll be over 50. But that's what's happening. Just as a reminder to everyone, we truly believe this. One of our core values here at Melcor is to empower and care for our employees. We are caring for our employees. You are our employees. We want you to pass that same care on to your fellow man and woman. We need your cooperation to do this right now. We do deeply care for everyone. Please care as deeply as we do by making sure you're not exposing others to unnecessary risk. We all have a duty to our families and our neighbors. Enough for now about the virus, and I hope the messages come across clear. Just a reminder, before I talk about our company's health, and I should have said at the beginning, this call is being recorded on Skype and online. So people, if you want to follow up, you'll have an opportunity to re-listen. Also, at the end of this call, we'll have an opportunity for questions. The people who are online, they can call in, and the people who are on the phone can call in, and the people online can type through. So, as for the company's financial health, everyone, stop looking at your stock ticker. I'm also giving myself advice right now. We can't control what's going on. I can tell you, corporately, we're working diligently to manage through this time. Shares in both companies, Melcor Developments and Melcor REIT, have dropped significantly in value this week. However, if you look, our drop is not any more significant than other in value. And frankly, if you look in other sectors, we're actually hanging in there, relatively speaking. The market is volatile and continues to be. It was up first thing this morning, then it was down. It's going to be up and down until we get some certainty in what's happening in the world. What's more scary than the virus, though, is this oil war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. Regardless, whether it's the virus or it's the oil war, as this drags on, there will be more pain in the economy. However, back to Naomi and I's opening comments, we can't control the oil war, we can't control the virus. Let's stop this dragging on. The other thing you should know, corporately, it's times like this that cash is king and is the key to survival of companies. You should all know, in an effort to preserve cash, earlier this week, Melcor Developments Limited ownership and our board of directors announced a dividend cut. That is to keep cash in the company. Our board of directors also announced a reduction to their own fees. They stand side by side with us. They know that through the last couple of years, we've been doing more with less and sacrificing ourselves. And right now, when we need to act, our board of directors and ownership is side by side with us. I don't know what the future brings. I wish I did. We are making changes to keep our company going for a long time. Before we open the call up for questions, I wanted to make a couple of thank yous. First of all, I'd like to thank our HR and communication teams and also our management committee for jumping on this crisis early and working through all the competing information in the last few days. Listen, this is new for all of us, and it's new for everyone. This hasn't happened in our world before. We're doing the best that we can, but what we thought was most important is we didn't talk about the company first. We talked about all of you and your health first. That's important. I also want to thank Kyle and Bob and the IT group for helping us put this together so quickly. It's not an easy thing to do. I also want to thank each of you on the call and in the office. It's hard to stay focused. We all get the information on our phones. We all are hearing stories. It's hard not to just think of where this is going. And frankly, if you want to know if I'm scared, yeah, I am. I don't know where this is going. But we need to focus on what we can focus on, you know, keep ourselves safe, keep us moving forward. But bottom line, the one thing we can control is just being clean and mindful and stopping the spread. Melanie, can I have you open the call line to questions? And for those on Skype, you're also able to dial in, and we'll do our best to answer all your questions. Before we start taking questions, I will let you know, if you have other questions, please ask your regional manager or Naomi or I directly, or Lindsay, Stacey, or Nicole. We'll figure this out together. Melanie, are there any questions?
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question, and there will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There are no questions registered at this time. I'll turn the meeting back over to Darren.
I am delighted there are no questions because it means we were crystal clear. So just to repeat ourselves, don't travel, don't invite people into the office, wash your hands, look after yourself, look after your families. We will continue to communicate with the team as things change. We're monitoring it very closely. Again, the provincial government in Alberta introduced some new measures last night. The federal government in Canada is announcing new measures this afternoon. And we have a question.
Thomas asked, what happens if Alberta closes schools?
So for everyone who might not hear that, thanks for the question. The question is, what happens if Alberta closes schools? You know what? We have to look after our families first. So if Alberta closes schools, you need to go home and be with your children. And we'll deal with that on an as-needed basis. So I guess that's another commitment that we'll make right now, Naomi, is as announcements like this come out, we will try and get ahead of it so people aren't worried. But please, please, everyone, family first, always. We'll figure this work stuff out later.
Yes, and to that point, Kyle will be reaching out to people sort of in waves. We're going to ensure that anyone who is able to work from home is set up to be work from home. So we're just going to sort of work our way down the company list so that when or if schools do close, we'll be able to have at least hopefully one parent then able to stay home with the children.
The other thing I'll ask, if there are people in the company who are not on this call and you know they aren't, please let them know. We will have a recorded version of this because our expectation is everyone who has the ability to be on this call is on it right now. And if they're not, they'll at least listen to it and move forward. All right. Thanks, everyone. Hang in there. Look up. We'll get through this together. Hopefully this comes with good news soon and not bad news. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.